Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Does the fear of rejection hold you back from moving forward? Well, today I'm going to give you 3 tips on facing the fear of rejection. And stay tuned until the end because I'll give you an extra bonus tip on dealing with the fear of rejection. Now, before we go into it, is the fear of rejection something that really, really challenges you and it's seriously holding you back from going towards what you want in life or perhaps just enjoying life in general? And after all, in life, we all want to enjoy life. What we go after is to generate a feeling of feeling happy, but we can feel that right now. But maybe the fear of rejection is holding you back from feeling good at all. And if you're someone who really wants to work through this and you overthink a lot, and I've definitely been there, then my new program, the Confident Action Taker Academy, may be something that will be right for you. Now, I'll be talking about this a bit later, but it's something that is designed for people who want to become unstuck, stop getting in their own way, and boost that confidence and feel great within what they're doing and have more clarity to go after what they want. So stay tuned until later in the episode where I'll also be mentioning more about this program. So many people I've been coaching on a one-to-one basis, maybe a group coaching environment, joining up for my recent programs and getting some feedback from them. So joining or talking about the Confident Action Taker Academy on the phone, or just general DMs, messages I've been receiving, I've been getting an awful lot of suggestions on what to talk about in episodes. Now, it's not directly people asking for requests, but I often take on board what kind of things are going on. And I use my own challenges in the past as well to try and help inform people to move forward. But rejection, the fear of rejection is one key thing. And maybe you can relate. Now, probably if you're still listening right now, that's great that you're still listening. I'd imagine that you have some level of fear of rejection. So that's what I wanted to cover. And I used to be really, really terrified, like I was just kind of touching on. I used to be terrified in my job of making, like, or talking to someone and them not liking what I said. And therefore, it always became an impossible task because when two people had different opposing views and perhaps I was doing a job that needed both of their input, then I could never feel happy. When someone said something good to me, I feel good temporarily. But if someone said something which I felt like was a criticism, that brought me down. And therefore, in a work environment, certainly, I was always just worrying about being rejected. And even when I went into business or started selling my books or getting out there on social media, at first, it was like, what if I post something and someone doesn't like it? But unfortunately, the reality is, there's always a chance that is going to happen because you can never please anyone. Now, that's easier said than done, right? Well, yeah, everything's easier said than done. We've actually got to start applying what we learn. So I wanted to go through this in particular and give you 3 tips for you to really go away. And also, of course, if there's someone you know in your life who really does struggle with the fear of rejection, share it with them. Share this episode with them because the more people we reach, the more people's confidence we can build. So I realized that there's no way I could please everyone. And that's the point where I was very much set on, you know, working through this fear of rejection because it was holding me back. And particularly if we're caught in the present and like trying to avoid the short-term pain, even though it's going to cause us longer-term pain down the line. Imagine if you keep avoiding fear of rejection and, you know, 1, 3, 5, 10 years time, you're still facing it. Imagine what that's going to do to your life. And that's kind of the realization for me, that if I kept going through the fear of rejection and worrying what others thought, I wouldn't do anything. And I'm glad I've done it because I put podcasts out there and I often get, you know, lots of great feedback, how it's impacting people's lives. And that's just one example. It's not me to say, oh, Johnny, you're so great. Obviously, you think that, thank you very much. But you know, it's just one example I can think of. And I've done other things, like put my coaching out there and the feedback I get from people and the transformations they've made makes me feel amazing. But imagine if I had the fear of rejection hold me back from going out and coaching people. So I want you to think about it for you today. So let's go through these three tips. But first, before we do that, let's look at why fear of rejection is such an issue. It's such an issue because as human beings, we're basically one of the very few, if not the only species, who needs each other to survive, basically, and depends on each other. And, you know, that's from a young age. Now, you might see people grow up and it's really, really sad. It really gets to me. And that's part of what I do, because I don't ever want anyone to feel alone. It's an experience I felt like, even though I had a loving family around me, just some circumstances early on in my life when my baby brother died, when I felt quite alone, and at 2.5 years old, not really understanding it, and that going into the subconscious mind until I undug it a little bit. And the subconscious is stuff you're not even aware of. And then you're thinking, why do I feel so, you know, lonely, even though I've got all these friends and family around me? And then that makes sense. So loneliness is obviously something I'm very strong about helping people with. And when you really like yourself and love yourself, then you start to never really feel alone, because you like yourself and you attract the right people to your life rather than trying to please and chase after people. And that's certainly been something in my life that I found when I've been authentic. And even when I was going through self-esteem challenges, when I've tried to be authentic to some level and not trying to please everyone, I just drew people to me naturally. And you can always learn from each other. But that's a lesson I wanted to share with you. So we're always trying to please other people because we need another human being. From a young age, we need our parents, our guardians. You know, we've all got different experiences growing up, but we need them. And then our experiences growing up make us depend on other people more or less. And often in our first, in our first 7 years of our life, we're going through this subconscious programming. And the subconscious is the part of your brain that doesn't always consciously, you know, pay attention stuff, but it's going on there and it's driving the majority of your behavior. So in the first 7 years of your life, you're basically picking up experiences and if you're getting a lot of, you know, rejection or people saying perhaps, oh, that's not very good, or you're a stupid kid or something, that's going into your programming. And until you become conscious of it, that's driving your behavior. And therefore that makes us more likely to try and get, you know, people's approval and worry about rejection more or not. Now, the fear of rejection is something everyone experiences, but the degree to which we experience it and we're stuck within it depends from human to human, depending on our experiences, especially in those first 7 years of our life. Okay, so hopefully that's making more sense. Obviously, as usual, please feel free to message me anything, any sort of like questions. Obviously, this is something I incorporate into practical terms in my coaching myself. But so let's go into the tips. The first one is, and these are three tips to get through the fear of rejection. So the first one is stop waiting for others to give you a good label and start giving yourself that good label now. In fact, I don't want to use the word good. I want to use the word outstanding label. You want to give yourself, label yourself as great, you know, a great, amazing human being as much as possible. Because when we don't do that, we are just basically waiting for feeling good from ourselves to come from someone else. Now, are we in control of that? No, we're not. What are we in control of? Our own self-praise. So therefore, does it make sense to praise yourself and give yourself good labels? Yes, it does. Now, do most of us do this? No. And I've even, you know, said it to someone on the off chance, not necessarily being in a coaching program or something. I said, like, look, you really got to talk to yourself well every single day, no matter what. And I'll give you, you know, a couple of minutes exercise. And I like to start habits small because it's more sustainable that way. And then someone's like, oh yeah, I did it for a bit. And then I stopped. I'm like, that's probably why you're still not feeling good. You need to do it consistently, no matter what day you're having, whether you're top of the world, whether you're feeling awful, whether you're in a neutral mood. Praise yourself, because that stops you worrying about what others think and rejection so much. It's always going to, you know, reject the worry of fear of rejection can pop up like now and then, because obviously we depend on other human beings with jobs, for relationships and things. So it's not like we can get to a point and we have like zero cares what others think. There's sometimes people who claim like, I don't care what anyone thinks, which is pretty much a lie, but they just fear less than other people. So start giving yourself those good labels and those praise, so you don't have to rely on others so much. The second point is, I want you to focus on meaning. When you feel like maybe someone said no to you in kind of a business deal, maybe in a job, maybe you're dating someone and they said no to you. Now, I've had that with girls plenty of times in my years. But think about the meaning. What does it mean? Okay. When someone said to you, right, I'm either like, I'm not into you, you're not right for the job, I'm not quite keen on your business right now, whatever. Usually most people put it nicer than that, but whatever way they used it, think about the meaning. Okay. And I'm going to use a real inspirational example, or a couple of inspirational examples here, to kind of demonstrate a point. The meaning we take from something creates our emotion. So if we perceive something as, like, if someone says, oh, we're not good enough, and we take the meaning of that as we're not actually good enough, then we're going to feel rubbish, we're going to feel horrendous. But if we take the meaning of that as, wow, I've got a learning experience here, I've got a chance to get better, this wasn't right for me, so an even better chance is going to come along, that creates an entirely different meaning altogether. Okay. And I'll give you a couple of inspirational examples. So the first one is a real traumatic one. Viktor Frankl, and I've talked about this before, there's a great book called A Man's Search for Meaning. And this is when Viktor Frankl was in these horrible camps, beaten almost to death by soldiers. And there was death, there was suicide going on around. It's the worst kind of suffering, some of the worst kind of sufferings human beings could go through. And there's a lot, and sadly, there's a lot more examples of that, like, through history. And he decided he would focus on the meaning of this being, and this isn't necessarily rejection, this is obviously complete torture, but the meaning would be that he could show it's possible to survive through the worst kind of conditions, and this was his purpose for humanity. And he wrote a book about it. How amazing. Like, what an inspirational human being. The worst kind of torturous circumstances, his family being killed around him as well. And he decides the meaning of this is that he can show that he can get through this level of pain to be an inspiration for other human beings on the planet for years to come. Now, if Viktor Frankl can do that, can you look for a different meaning when someone says no to you? They're probably not beating you up and torturing you. Maybe you're mentally torturing yourself a little bit, and I've done that as well. But can you look for a different meaning when someone says no to you? Another example, which is less extreme, but it's kind of a business example, is Jamie Lern Kemah. And she, if you don't know who she is a hugely successful entrepreneur, millions and millions. She may even be a billionaire now, but she basically is like created a makeup company, and she went from like company to company and got rejected. And actually one day, one guy said to her, how can you be in beauty with a face like that? That is a horrendous statement. I think it was a face like that and a body like that. And it was horrendous. Like, that's a horrendous thing to say. But do you know what? Her reaction to that was, there's something in my stomach, in my gut, that said he was wrong. And she proved, I'm getting goosebumps talking about this. What a woman. And she went out there. She became a multi-millionaire. And like I say, maybe even a billionaire now, or close to it. And that, I think I even heard the guy actually ended up working for her. How amazing, who said no. So she didn't see it as rejection. This is more an example of rejection. She saw it as a chance to improve. the lesson that this wasn't right for her, but she knew her own worth. She saw the meaning as her own worth. So can you see a different kind of meaning from when you get rejected? I even was thinking about these examples and thinking of times in my life when I've seen a rejection as like, oh, I'm not good enough, or oh, the world's so unfair, even though it's really not. It's just, the brain does that. It over exaggerates. So you've really got to call yourself out for when your brain and your ego is playing up. Could rejection mean something greater? Could it be a greater lesson? I got rejected from about between 10 and 15 jobs in about 3 years. Now, I got quite good at getting to like the last two in interviews because I learned how to speak. And that was a meaning from it. I got good at job interviews because I got better at them through the process, because I learned how to talk about myself, present myself, and then offer what they needed. But I got rejected again and again. I didn't have this kind of attitude. I was more like, oh, I hate this stupid public sector. All these people are stupid. Oh, they don't give me jobs. Oh, and all that. That's what I saw as rejection. And then I was very negative myself as well. I was like, I'm hopeless. I'm useless. No one wants me. And it pains me to say those words to myself because I'm awesome. And I don't say that to brag. I say that to be an example to you, because I want you to say that to yourself. But that's what I was saying to myself, and those were my beliefs, and that's the meaning I took from it. So this is actually a very long point I'm making, but I think it's a key one. Look at the meaning when you feel like you're getting rejected. Is it rejection, or is it just a lesson learned, a chance to get better? Okay, so that's a very long point on that one. And then the third one I want to go on is Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and a point within there I want to make. So in the book, there's a circle he references, and it's the circle of influence and the circle of concern. So what's that mean, and how does it apply to the fear of rejection? So the circle of influence is all the things you can either control or influence. And actually, in some cases, it's divided into the circle of control, which is everything directly in your control. And then the other circle, the circle of concern, is things you just cannot control. So I'll give you an example. Things you can control or influence. So you can control your attitude. You can control your effort in life. You can control how you treat other people. You can influence people's decisions. You can influence certain things on social media and things like that. You can influence the impact you have on the world. Now, what's a circle of concern? These are things that have absolutely, you've got no chance of controlling. So the weather, let's excuse general things like the weather, you know, certain things around coronavirus, no control over it, most of us. This is also a lesson for like anxiety and worrying. If you like, no, there's no point focusing on things you can't control. It's easier said than done, but if you've got this visual and you look at it every day, it makes a lot more sense. So when we look at rejection, we're so focused on what someone else is going to say or do. And that actually falls into the circle of concern. We have no control actually over the end decision or what they think about us. We don't. That's true. However, effective people like Stephen Covey talks about in the book, or people who have more belief in themselves and generally happier about life, focus more on this circle of control and influence. So they focus on what they can do about them. They focus on being a good person, being nice to other people, and just putting in the effort each day, putting in the habits they can do, rather than worrying about what they can't control. So a tip on this is just to draw that circle, look up this circle in a bit more detail in Google. There's not that much to say. You can look up a YouTube video as well, and then just draw it out for yourself and see a little bit more about the circle of influence versus concern and actually where you should be focusing your attention. It's you could have the idea in your head, but actually if you've got a visual in front of you and you're looking at it regularly, i.e. every day or every other day, then you're going to actually train your brain to think in that way and saying it out loud as well. Put your own things you've got in your circle of influence and circle of concern. So what's going to happen if you don't deal with the fear of rejection? Like I was talking about earlier, 1 year, 3 year, 5 years, 10 years, where are you going to be if you keep worrying so much about getting rejected? We're always going to get, there's always going to be a chance of us getting rejected. That's just life. We can't please everyone. We can't get everything right, but we can control what we can do. So I've been there. I've been terrified. I felt like such an imposter sometimes. I'm like, oh, what am I doing here? What if they don't like me? But there's always a chance. But we don't grow unless we go out there and do things. So that's what I wanted to say today. Now, let's talk a little bit more about what I was talking about earlier before we get onto the bonus tip that I've got for you. So today we've been talking about the fear of rejection. And if you really want to take that to the next level, stop getting stuck in your own way, sabotaging yourself, or trying to push against life rather than going in the flow of it, then that's what this brand new program does, the Confident Action Taker Academy. Now, I'm opening entries before it starts on the 10th of January. And if you join in December, I was about to say September then, December, you can actually get a special bonus or two, okay? So people are jumping on calls, and thank you to everyone who's booked in their calls, looking forward to speaking to you and seeing if you're a right fit for the program. But if you haven't already, it's a program designed for you. It's designed for you if you want more clarity, you want to take more action, you want to boost your confidence. Even if you're not 100% sure on what you want, that's what the program will do. It'll help you. And if you do, awesome. We will help break it down for you and get you into simple steps to get towards it whilst boosting your confidence. Now, it's also, like I said, for you, if you're getting in your own way, you're self-sabotaging, you're experiencing imposter syndrome, and you've got a bit of self-doubt, you'll be excited to go through this as we move through it. So all you have to do is book some time in. Now, you can book some time in by checking out the link below where it'll show you a little bit more about the program itself, and then you can book in a call. Now, there's also some success stories in there of people who are sharing what they've experienced. So maybe you can resonate with them a little bit as well to get you an understanding of what kind of coaching is going through in terms of what they've done. But if you're kind of like thinking, should I go for this? Should I not? Then is overthinking doing you any favors? Is the fear of rejection doing you any favors? Are you getting stuck in your own way? Remember, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing again and again and expecting a different result. Think about the cost of inaction 1, 3, 5, 10 years time. And all you got to do is find out for now. Just click that link and book in a call. And I look forward to speaking to you soon. So my extra tip is people pleasing. Really, I want you to list out what is the pain you're experiencing right now, okay? And what's the pleasure you're trying to get to? We always do things out of pain and pleasure. And if you're stopping yourself doing something, going out there because you're so worried about getting rejected, that's probably more painful for you than the pleasure right now of what you get out of it. In your gut, not consciously, but in your gut. So what you've got to do is really hone in what I've been talking about. Look at that 1, 3, 5, 10 years time. Imagine how it feels to keep getting stuck in the fear of rejection. How much would you have held yourself back? How many opportunities would have passed you by? Think about that. And then start looking at that. And this sounds painful, but what we're trying to do is create a new type of pain that's going to actually get you into action. It's the cost of inaction and fear of rejection that may cost you. So start thinking about that and actually think about, right, I need to change this right now. And that's one thing that really made a difference in my life. So that's your bonus tip for today. Now, thank you so much for listening today. And if you've appreciated this, please share this with your friends and family and give this a rating, just so we can reach more people. I appreciate you for listening, and thank you so much if you've shared it already. So before we go, one final thing. Remember to keep working on that self-confidence every single day.